A Chicago-based law firm will move its headquarters into the Sears Tower this summer, becoming the building's largest new tenant in more than 5 years. Since 9/11, the nation's tallest building has been considered by some to be a possible terrorism target, and its occupancy rate has suffered. From Chicago, NPR's David Schaefer reports.
Siegel, McCambridge, Singer, and Mahoney is a mid-sized Chicago law firm that has been leasing space on the second floor of Chicago's IBM Plaza for 8 years.
We've more than doubled our size here since moving in.
Managing partner Mark Crane says because of that growth, the firm had to divide its staff and lease an additional 20,000 square feet of space on another floor, meaning staff has to go down the elevator and hike across the block-long building to another bank of elevators for FaceTime with the bosses. So with the end of its current lease nearing, the firm went about looking for new space. Its brokers returned with a series of finalists, which included the Sears Tower. It met every one of the law firm's requirements, 64,000 square feet of space on the 55th and 56th floors, which can easily be expanded to accommodate growth. It has among the best electrical and telecommunications infrastructure in Chicago. There are great amenities like a health club, restaurants, its own post office, and it's in a near-perfect location close to major expressways and commuter train stations.
You know, it also has, it's a fun building in that it is a landmark. It's known by everyone. You know, people from our firm from out of town are excited that we're moving into a building that they know about and they'll be able to easily find when they come to Chicago.
But with that landmark status comes some risk of terrorism. Last summer, the FBI arrested 7 suspects in Florida and charged them with conspiring to blow up the Sears Tower. Authorities acknowledge the plot was far from being carried out. Sears Tower management officials say they talk regularly with the FBI and say there has never been a credible threat of a terror-related attack on the 110-story building. Nonetheless, after the 9/11 attacks, the Sears Tower did lose tenants, a few marquee ones, and its vacancy rate rose in recent years above 20%. The law firm's Mark Crane says security was a top consideration.
We certainly thought about that, and we waited. And all of the partners here in Chicago had an opportunity to provide their input, express any concerns that they had. And our feeling is that Sears Tower is a very secure building.
In the lobby of the Sears Tower, no one can get to any of the elevators without a key card. Visitors must register. They must go through a metal detector. And all bags are screened just like at the airport.
I really believe that we're in the most secure building in the world.
Sears Tower Vice President and General Manager Tom Dempsey says even petty crimes like stealing purses and laptops are rare in a building with 10,000 employees and over 1 million visitors a year. He says several big tenants have recently renewed their leases while more and more new ones are moving in. Many in Chicago's commercial real estate business say the tower is coming back into vogue, in part because its stunning views can't be beat.
Everybody wants to be in the high rise for some reason, and it just can't be because they want to take a long elevator ride.
Jack McKinney is president of J.F. McKinney & Associates, a real estate firm representing some of the Sears Tower's rival buildings.
We represent about 10 million feet in downtown Chicago, and there is a paucity of high-rise space.
McKinney and others say concerns about terrorism and high-rises may have been overblown, and office tenants are returning to sky-high views that they can't resist. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.